Wednesday, December 4th. It is a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A UW-Madison student is the lone survivor of a deadly crash in a Cybertruck. Last week in California, four students were in the Tesla truck when it jumped a curb and got wedged between a wall and a tree, bursting into flames. Three of the college students inside died. The fourth is a UW-Madison business student named Jordan Miller. His dad says a bystander pulled Miller out of the truck. He's now in critical condition. Authorities believe speed was a factor in the crash. This accident made headlines around the country because the Cybertruck has been recalled six times since it went on sale last year. Property in the city of Richland Center will be reevaluated. Wisconsin state law mandates that assessors maintain their assessments within a 10% range of the state's equalized value at least once every 4 years. This requirement ensures fairness and equity in property tax distribution across the state. Andy Kurtz of Vierbecker reported to the Richland Center City Council that Richland Center's current assessment ratio is at 67% at last night's meeting. Kurtz added that market values have changed rapidly over the last 5 years. The city has received two non-compliance letters from the Department of Revenue, making a citywide reevaluation not only necessary, but a high priority. The city last underwent a reevaluation in 2008. The frequency municipalities choose to conduct reevaluations varies, but a five-year interval is typical. The city contracted Vierbecker to complete a request for proposal process to solicit reevaluation services. By entering into a five-year contract for assessments, the city will be in compliance if values continue to increase rapidly, as they will be continually working to become in compliance. The council approved executing a five-year contract with Accurate Appraisals LLC for a 2025 market update and annual assessment maintenance for the years 2026 through 2029 at a cost of $45,000 annually. Anna Jakubik, Vice President of Development for Cobblestone Hotels, gave a presentation to the Richland Center Council. Headquartered in Neenah, Cobblestone Hotels prides itself on filling the lodging needs of communities throughout the United States. Since January of 2008, the brand has expanded to over 170 in 29 states. The idea she presented was for a 54-room hotel with amenities such as a pool and conference room. This idea is based on a feasibility study done by a third party for the needs of Richland Center. The Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that has digital capability. The current radios the department is using will not work on the new Richland County radio channel. The council approved the purchase of Kenwood NX5000 from Gencom in the amount of $7,644 from the priority equipment line, and one Kenwood NX5000 in the amount of $1,528 from the response team line for a total of six radios. The council approved the purchase as well as a second motion for the police department to use the insurance check in the amount of $6,558 that has been received, along with any new funds received in the future, and the remaining $4,427 in the radio line to purchase the repeater, antenna, and cabling from Gencom. In other action, the council approved authorizing the zoning administrator to issue raise orders and declarations of unfitness for occupancy or use as needed. This will speed up the process of identifying and taking care of nuisance properties in the city. The purchase of a 2017 Dodge Ram 3500 truck for $34,000 from City Utilities for the Public Works Department, and the sale of a 2022 Ford F-250 XL. The Ram truck has been well taken care of and is in good shape. It will also be more durable for using as a snowplow if needed. A one-year agreement with the Emergency Communication Systems for Warning System annual inspection and preventative maintenance was approved, and to authorize the obligation and expenditure of the remaining American Rescue Plan Act funds in the amount of $122,815 for the purpose of capital outlay. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again calling on Congress to pass a new farm bill before the end of the year. Senator Baldwin criticized lawmakers for continuing to kick the can down the road on passing the bill, which includes numerous resources for farmers and helps set the framework for programs like SNAP and nutrition initiatives. A new farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but a new one hasn't been passed since 2018. The last farm bill was extended for an extra year, but now lawmakers must pass a new one or extend it again. A Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin's Act 10 will likely be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Passed in 2011 by Republicans who controlled the Wisconsin legislature and signed into law by then-Governor Scott Walker, Act 10 puts restrictions on what public employee unions are able to negotiate, but made an exception for police and firefighter unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled that violates the state constitution. How an appeal fares will hinge on the outcome of the April election for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced earlier this year that she would not seek another 10-year term. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, a liberal, and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a conservative, are running. A win by Schimmel would flip the court's 4-3 liberal majority and likely mean Act 10 would be upheld. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's bipartisan legislation with Senator J.D. Vance passed unanimously on the Senate floor. The Invent Here, Make Here Act of 2023 ensures taxpayer-funded inventions are not manufactured in adversarial countries like China, but rather in the United States. The bill builds on bipartisan legislation championed by Senator Baldwin and signed into law that requires taxpayer-funded research that leads to inventions that boost national security are made in the United States. While current law requires federally funded inventions to be manufactured in the United States, the requirement is often waived, allowing cutting-edge taxpayer-funded technologies to be licensed to foreign companies and manufactured in countries like China. In a noteworthy example of the flawed process, an investigative report in August 2022 found that a breakthrough battery technology invented in a federal lab had been licensed to a Chinese company and was being manufactured in China. The Invent Here, Make Here Act would prohibit waivers for applications that intend to manufacture in a country of concern, currently China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The legislation would also increase scrutiny of waiver requests requiring written authorization by the President of the United States. The bipartisan legislation will also help American companies access and manufacture inventions developed with taxpayer-funded research. The bill requires the National Institute of Standards and Technology to improve coordination with other federal agencies to encourage the commercialization of federal research by domestic manufacturers and ensure that projects funded through the Technology, Innovation, and Partnerships Directorate at the National Science Foundation prioritize domestic manufacturing. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, chaired by Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, approved $3.4 million in financing for the City of Sun Prairie to support the expansion of the Sun Prairie Public Library. The library, built over 25 years ago, will use the approved funds to expand its footprint and increase vital community services. In collaboration with the community, the library's leadership has outlined specific goals for the expansion, which include creating new private spaces for remote workers, a makerspace with specialized equipment for STEM and art projects, and a large outdoor amphitheater. Notably, the library also plans to convert its large atrium space, currently serving as an extreme weather shelter, into a community resiliency center. Public Health Sauk County has partnered with the nonprofit organization Start Healing Now to install two overdose aid kits in the bathrooms at Spring Green Community Library. Overdose aid kits, or OAKS, are metal boxes that include Narcan, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. The box also contains breathing mask, instructions for administering Narcan in an emergency, dispose prescription packets, that provide a safe solution for the disposal of unused or expired medications, fentanyl test strips that can detect the presence of fentanyl in different drugs, and local, state, and national resources for those struggling with substance use. Any community member can access the Oak Boxes and the free supplies inside during the library's business hours. During the Christmas season, common activities include exchanging gifts and traveling to spend the holiday with family and friends. Exchanging gifts usually involves family and friends, but when asked to participate online, you should be very cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The gift exchange you find online, that could be a scam. And worst of all, if you join in, you could be participating in an illegal scheme without even knowing it. And how it works is that you receive an email or an invitation from a Facebook group or maybe a Telegram channel to join a gift exchange with strangers on the internet. And in some cases, you could even be invited by a real-life friend or acquaintance.
The scammers who contact you are not spreading holiday cheer like Santa, but are being a Grinch by trying to steal your personal information.
The pitch sounds fun and it can be very convincing, but the real goal of these groups is not to spread the gift-giving spirit. They're run by these scammers and often only ask for your name, address, and possibly a friend's contact information so they can also be asked to join this gift exchange. What happens next is you're told to send a gift to a stranger, oftentimes called a secret sister, with the promise that another stranger will send you a gift. And then some schemes promise that the more people you recruit, the more gifts you're going to receive. But unfortunately, the targets rarely receive anything. So the consumers that get involved in this. And you're just giving a scammer your private information, which of course can lead to identity theft and whatever product you purchase that will likely be resold by the scammer.
Reinen suggests how to avoid an online gift exchange scam.
You can avoid these by not entering into them with strangers. Recognize when you're invited in from these groups where you don't know people, that would be a great way to recognize that you don't want to participate. And if you're asked to recruit new members or promise more gifts if you recruit more, that should be a red flag. And just stop participating right away and contact DadCap if you've engaged in one of these and you want to back away and just need to talk it through.
When traveling for the holidays, many travel by air to get to their destination. To avoid the wait at an airport, travelers find ways to speed things up, which could involve scammers.
None of us like waiting in line, and we all enjoy it if you get selected for TSA PreCheck, and that can speed things up. And scammers know this, and so they send emails appearing to be from TSA PreCheck. The emails want you to click a link that takes you to a fake website that looks like the official TSA website, so it's an imposter. If you pay to enroll or renew your TSA PreCheck, you might not even realize that you've just been paying a scammer until you get to the airport.
There are red flags that Michelle Reinen says can be spotted to avoid being scammed.
If you're applying for TSA PreCheck for the first time, you can't pay the application fee online. To get PreCheck, you complete the application and pay in person at a TSA enrollment center, which you can find those locations online, but only a scammer will ask you to pay online to enroll. And if you already have TSA PreCheck and it's time to renew, you can pay either in person or online. The real TSA will send renewal reminder emails out. To avoid the scam, start your renewal by directly typing in the web address, tsa.gov/precheck, instead of clicking on the link. Even if you get that reminder, let it be your reminder, but just to be sure you don't get caught up with a scammer, type in the web address yourself. This will ensure that you're really at the TSA website and not at that scammer's imposter site.
If you have been a victim of these scams, you can contact DadCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Enjoy the sounds of the season as performed by the Richland Center High School Band tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening will feature the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band performing holiday classics. The band's annual cookie walk will also be held tonight prior to the concert beginning at 6. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons. And don't forget to pick up your Meet for the Beat raffle tickets. The RCHS bands are sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat Raffle. The Meet for the Beat drawing will be held Friday, December 20th. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner tonight at the Richland Center High School Band Concert. Admission is $5 or by activity pass. Today's winners in the Ithaca Music Boosters Calendar Raffle is Brenda Olson.